This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. I'm Kaylee McEnany, and that is The Real News.
President Donald Trump launches his own news service.
Always great to be on The Rotunda. By the way, in The Rotunda for a change, huh? Great to be back in The Rotunda, an empty rotunda here at the Florida Capitol.
Meanwhile, we're back in the Capitol to discuss even more Visit Florida fallout from session. Bay News 9's Troy Kinsey thinks it was all in the master plan of House Speaker Richard Corcoran.
Well, I can't recall a Florida House Speaker that I've given more TV time to than Richard Corcoran, not even Marco Rubio. I mean, we've put this guy on the air 3 days out of the week.
All that and more coming up on episode 117 of The Rotunda.
My body, meet a sexy stranger in the lobby. Hey, I wanna jump into the deep end, get lucky like the number 7, treat every day like a vacation.
Now, that is the song that keeps on giving, Pitbull's Sexy Beaches, which I kinda like. The production around this song almost led to the elimination of an entire state agency. Visit Florida claimed privacy rules when it tried to keep secret the details of a $1 million contract to rapper Pitbull to promote the state.
I wanna go somewhere exotic, let the sun massage my body.
Visit Florida is a public-private partnership, and they wanted to keep what they thought should be private away from the public. But journalists and House Speaker Richard Corcoran weren't having that.
I think the House was passionate in fighting for what we believed in.
The issue dominated session. For a long time, Visit Florida was able to resist making its business dealings public, but the governor,
but we got to continue to market our state,
and his agency heads didn't anticipate House Speaker Richard Corcoran. He went hard on this issue, and we saw the typical head rolling taking place from former Visit Florida CEO Will Seckham, who was given the boot. But that wasn't enough. Corcoran pressed on. Here's Bay News 9's Troy Kinsey.
Visit Florida is not going to leave the news, I don't think, anytime soon, Tramell. It's been mired in controversy now for the better part of a year. We thought the controversy had been put behind it when the transparency bill passed a few months ago. Lo and behold, that transparency bill, you could argue, has backfired because you've got a number of members of the boards of directors of not just Visit Florida, but also the local affiliates who are now resigning, essentially in protest, arguing they don't want to disclose their private sector incomes. And so the question now is, what does all this mean for Visit Florida? Does it undercut the mission of the agency? Does it dilute the value of its advertising? And could this be the beginning of a drive to completely privatize Visit Florida, where you wouldn't have these transparency mandates, government wouldn't be involved, taxpayers wouldn't be on the hook for cost overruns, and you would have basically the private sector promoting tourism in Florida? We'll have to see that if that happens, but I think certainly this could be a step in that direction.
Troy has been following the Visit Florida controversy for a while, but we have different takes. For one, he believes where we are seeing local tourism programs cut ties with the state one, Visit Florida, was all part of Corcoran's plans. But I'm not giving Corcoran so much credit. I think Corcoran saw a really good opportunity to ruffle some feathers in a big way. But I don't think he planned for the unintended consequences, so to speak. That's quite a long game to play for Corcoran. In the ongoing domino effect, a Visit Florida board member by the name of Bill Lupfer resigned, blaming politics for getting in the way of promoting the state.
You're bringing up the argument of the board
member that resigned and stepped down, saying that how the whole process has become too political. We have some ideologues that has taken over the whole situation and just really made a mess of what would have been just these marketing guys coming together to promote the state.
Right, and this used to be, remember, as recently as last year, a no fuss, no muss agency. I mean, it was, you were guaranteed to get a return on your investment in Visit Florida because people would see the advertising, the TV ads and the magazine articles, and they would come to Florida and spend boatloads of money on their vacations here. To your point, Tramiel, this all began to go downhill with the Pitbull music video, where it was discovered the agency spent $1 million to basically have this guy dance with a bunch of scantily clad women promoting Florida. I'm sure a lot of people saw the ad. I'm sure they were quite taken by it. But the bottom line is, Richard Corcoran made this point during and before the session, is that really a wise investment of taxpayer dollars? And the frankly resounding answer by the Florida legislature is no, it is not. So the transparency bill passed, obviously, and the funding was restored. We thought the story was over. Obviously, it continues.
To the critics of Richard Corcoran, it's like what you guys encounter, you, Troy, in your job, when people are like, why are you barking up this tree? Like, you know, there's nothing there. Like, if there wasn't a problem there in the first place, no one would be paying attention to it. Richard Corcoran would be attacking some other agency or industry doing something wrong. But did they bring this problem on themselves? Visit Florida and how they operate.
Well, it's certainly not fake news, right? I mean, it's very clear there is evidence of overspending at Visit Florida, of projects gone awry, in the same style, frankly, of the overspending and misspending at Enterprise Florida. And so certainly there have been issues in these agencies. I think the issues had been overlooked because, again, there was, you can't really argue with this, there has always been a significant return on investment at these two agencies. But politically, it does play in the favor of a masquerading legislator like Richard Corcoran, who might be an eye in a run for governor. It certainly got him a lot of notoriety, a lot of airtime, before, during, and after the session. I can't recall, and I think we've had this conversation before, Tramiel, I can't recall a Florida House Speaker that I've given more TV time to than Richard Corcoran, not even Marco Rubio. I mean, we've put this guy on the air 3 days out of the week, some weeks, which is really saying something. And so people around the state are beginning to learn who he is, and that goes a long way toward building statewide name ID.
Is he the best deal maker out of this situation? Because some people are forgetting and are now realizing that even though Visit Florida got funding for another year, it was only for another year. The law sunsets, and this whole debate will be back again. So Richard Corcoran got what he want, and it looked like he gave a little compromise, but then he knows someone else will have to deal with this.
Well, and he's a very keen political chess player. I mean, this guy knows how to play the long game. And I think that he saw all this coming. I think he saw that, listen, if we pass these new transparency rules, you're going to have a mass exodus of board members at the local level and at the Visit Florida agency level who, frankly, aren't going to be inclined to disclose their private incomes. You're going to have a lack of leadership, and the agency will implode. Now, we don't know if that's what's going to happen, but I think that certainly he foresaw a lot of the effects that are beginning to materialize as a direct result of that bill. You mentioned the fact that the agency's funding has to be renewed now on an almost annual basis. Well, this, again, could play into this potential drive to privatize Visit Florida altogether, get government out of the business of running these promotion agencies.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramiel Gomes. It has been a long summer. The Capitol has been empty, but we've been going strong here on this program, bringing you the stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics each week. This program is supported by listeners like you. If you're already a subscriber, that's great. Thanks for your support. If you're new, welcome, make yourself at home, and visit rotundapodcast.com. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Rotunda Podcast, and on Facebook. Oh, and check out where you can easily hit the donate button on RotundaPodcast.com. We welcome your generous contribution along with your tips and story ideas. And as always, thanks for your support. Before we get back to my interview with Troy Kinsey, listen to this.
Hey everybody, I'm Kaylee McEnany. Thank you for joining us as we provide you the news of the week from Trump Tower here in New York. More great economic news on Friday.
Yep, one of CNN's paid contributors, Kaylee McEnany, has left the network and has moved on into Trump Tower. I guess she's moving on up to Trump Tower to deliver what they call
the real news.
Yeah. With all the claims of fake news, they've decided to put together actual fake news and pitch it as real news. This is all one-sided, unchecked content, bloated figures designed to shine the best light on the Trump administration.
President Trump is dedicated to honoring these men and women who fought valiantly for our country and ensuring that they receive the care that they deserve.
But I'm not coming down too hard. This isn't new. What's happening is essentially what you get from a press release from the administration, or a statement in which it's in the interest of the administration, always. But what's new is this president shining more spotlight on his businesses, circumventing the media that created him and doing his own thing. Trump supporters now have a new space of their own, a new bubble. The question now is left for media outlets like CNN. What will they do to create the false balance of issues sent to people's homes? They've yet to adjust to this changing media landscape. They create celebrities only to watch them turn against them and move on to create their own things. Who will they get to replace McEnany? Who will they hire to preach more false equivalence in the political discourse while sidelining most of the facts? Well, that was a lot there. That's just a rare My Take segment on the issue. But in truth, everyone is creating their own media, their own space. And I'm one to speak since you're listening to me here on the Rotunda. But mine is with the air of facts, balance. It's more about the people having a forum to come on and share their different views. Have each side hear from each other. Break away from the bubbles. That's the hope, at least, for this program that you tune into each week. And I thank you again for that support. Let's get back to Bay News 9's Troy Kinsey.
Where do we stand now as far as who's running for what? Is Richard Corcoran going to run for governor? Is the governor Rick Scott, is he running for Senate? Has anyone come out and declared what they plan to do?
Yeah. Well, why declare when you don't have to, before you have to do it, right? I mean, they can raise boatloads of money via their political committees, which obviously can't have coordination with their campaigns if and when they launch their campaigns. I think the big storyline of this week, Tramiel, is the fact that Richard Corcoran, the Speaker of the House, raised $820,000 in the month of July alone. I mean, that's almost four times more than Adam Putnam raised, and he's been the odds-on favorite to win the GOP gubernatorial nomination for a number of years now. Jack Latvala outraised Putnam, by the way, by a little bit, I think, by about $20,000.
Really? He's really going to do this?
Well, I don't know if he's going to do it, but certainly if you're Jack Latvala, or if you're Richard Corcoran, you have to be heartened by the money game that's going on here. And if you're Adam Putnam, I think you've got to be running scared. His campaign has been obviously trying to make a number of tweaks here. We had the infamous NRA sellout tweet a couple of weeks ago, which largely backfired. And I think their big fear is, well, listen, we don't want to be the establishment candidate if 2018 is going to be like 2016. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's important to fire up the grassroots. Because the grassroots, I think, could very well be evenly torn between Adam Putnam and people like Richard Corcoran and Jack Latvala. So I think the Putnam campaign really is caught between a rock and a hard place here. And if you look at these fundraising numbers, that I think confirms that view of the race.
But couldn't Putnam pull Rick Scott and finance a whole load of his run if he needs to?
Could Putnam pull a Rick Scott? Well, no, because he doesn't have Rick Scott money. I mean, he's got what? He's got about $12 million in the bank. Rick Scott, remember, Rick Scott cut a $12 million check to finance advertising in the final week of the 2014 gubernatorial campaign. That's just 1 week. Granted, his staff told him, listen, you're going to lose to Charlie Crist if you don't spend this $12 million, so he knew he had to do it. Anna Putnam does not have that luxury. He does not have, while he does come from a fairly wealthy family with deep roots in Central Florida, he does not have Rick Scott money. And frankly, you know, when you look at these numbers, a lot of the money he's been pulling in has been drying up. If you look at this last month in particular, I mean, $236,000 is not a lot of money for a GOP favorite, the man who's always been favored to win the nomination. So I think we could have a rough and tumble campaign, primary campaign, if in fact Corcoran and Latvala and potentially other Republicans decide to hop into the race.
All right. Well, Troy Kinsey, thanks for joining me here on The Rotunda.
Always great to be on The Rotunda. By the way, in the Rotunda for a change, huh? Great to be back in the Rotunda, an empty Rotunda here at the Florida Capitol. That's going to change, by the way, in the coming months.
That's it for this edition of the Rotunda. Special thanks to Bay News 9's Troy Kinsey. Remember to follow us at Rotunda Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, check us out at rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.